Today, I would like to talk about thought and its connection to alcoholism. People have often asked me what I mean by that. So, today, that's what I'd like to talk about. I've said many times that our mental anxieties and problems come via thought. I'm with a person that has got into the habit of taking too much alcohol, and there's a reason for that. And that reason, too, is connected to that person's thoughts. And these thoughts are the negative experiences that the people have had in the past. And because of these negative experiences, the thoughts are carried throughout life. These thoughts create a reality. They create our behavior. And with the alcoholic, with the negative thoughts of a negative past, which create the feeling of loneliness, the feeling of lack of love, the feeling of being misunderstood. Many, many negative feelings. Now this feeling is really, it's like a hellhole. So anybody that has gone through alcohol to the state of being called an alcoholic, you can rest assured, have traveled down a very lonely road, a road full of sorrow, a road full of loneliness, hate, lack of hope. It's not a nice life. And such a person has had so many experiences that nothing seems to work for them. So what you've got to seek is what you call wisdom. And wisdom is common sense. Now there's a beautiful organization called the Alcoholics Anonymous, which is there to help people in despair. Now, most of the people that work in this establishment, they know the ropes because they've been through it themselves. And they discovered something better than the alcohol. Now, when they discovered something it was better than the alcohol, in actual fact, they changed their thoughts. Thoughts that had been plaguing them all their lives. Like thoughts that created the hellhole they lived in. So that's what you have to do, is just change thoughts. Truly, the secret lies if you can understand thought. It's thought that makes us angry. It's thought that makes us sad. I've said that already. But I want to emphasize it. It's only thought. You see, the people that have gone away from drink, who have stopped drinking, as I said, for some reason or another, it doesn't really matter why, they've changed their thoughts to a more positive way. These thoughts, in turn, because they're more positive, they create a more positive reality. That's why a person says, once they've really kicked a habit, they say, well, I feel much better now. My life is much more clearer, more understanding. It's better because their positive thoughts have led to a positive reality. Now, if you reverse it again and you stick to the negativity, all that negativity, like some of the old therapies that really use negativity, all it does is creates the opposite effect. It takes you back to the beginning of those thoughts, where they're all created. and there is no positive thoughts there, so you're stuck. You've been fooled, you've been hoodwinked, because that's the way you see life. There's nothing wrong in that, that's just the way it is. Everybody in the world has faults because everybody sees with a free will, so they see differently. Perhaps maybe why I might be alcoholic, the reason why would be my thoughts, but that doesn't necessarily mean if you had the same experience as me that your thoughts also would lead you to be an alcoholic, because you have a different outlook on those experiences altogether. So they create a different reality for you than they did for me. Now why I should go to drink, it doesn't really matter why, again. Here, a little example of what I'm kind of talking about. I've met people who said the reason they started to drink was because they were the firstborn and they had a big family and they had it really tough. Then I met other people who said the reason they became alcoholic was because they were the last in the family and they really had it tough. And also I've met people who said they were the center of the family and they really had it tough because the first one got all the attention and the very last one. So you hear all different stories. Now, those stories are a reality to us. And when we grow up, if it's a negative reality, then we behave according to what we have experienced, or how we have adopted this experience, I should say, how we've accepted it, how we view it. Because some people may view being the first of the family a beautiful experience, and other ones not. Then again, it is all from thought. A lot of people, because they're born into a bad home or bad conditions or a poor environment, that is their excuse to drink, because they're poor me. That is thought. Because on the other hand, to counteract that, you have the person who has been born into super wealth and has become the same alcoholic. So there's no justification for it in reality, because it's only thought. And if people can see that the past experiences are, that's the problem. That the past experiences are the problem. So somehow we have to learn to forget them and start anew. And to start anew, you have to change your thoughts. You have to have another look at life. Just a little bit deeper this time. And realize it was those past experiences. You can never forget your past experiences. They'll always be with you. Just like all my negative past experiences will always be with me. You can't hide from them, because they're always there. But while they're there, and you don't understand them, they will create the reality you live in now. However, if you turn the page, and you start to realize that those past experiences are simply thoughts now, then this will change your outlook in life. It will change the way you see life. And in turn, it will change your habit. It will change because it will take all the falseness away and give you another start in life. Because you can't start again until you find new thoughts, which in turn will create a new reality for you, one which is more positive more loving, more understanding, one where the alcohol is shown for really what it is worth, and that is nothing. You know, I'm not saying that many people haven't gone through pure hell, and if you look back in the past, that they have a right to. Please don't understand me there. But what I'm trying to convey is that was then. Now we carry our past history, our past thoughts, through time. And that really all it is history. And this history controls us. And now we've got to let go of our personal history so that we can regain our power of thought. Eh? Because really, everything we remember from the past, our experiences from the past, whether good or bad, all it is now is nothing but a thought suspended in time, which creates a hellhole for us every morning we wake up over and over again, because it's the same history controlling us. I'll give you an example. Imagine 20 years ago, if somebody had done a real bad wrong to me, and for 20 years, if I carried this grudge, if I carry a grudge, I carry negativity, I carry hate, I carry desire, I carry vengeance. This is feeling that are created from my own thoughts. Now please listen carefully. From my thoughts. That's where they're created. Now, if my consciousness or my way of seeing life expands, and all of a sudden I see that all this negativity that I'm carrying is only hurting me, more and more, and the more I hurt, the more I want to drink or to take something else to try and take away the pain that I'm going through. And the pain I'm going through is my own thoughts, is via my own thoughts. But when I can see, like the mystics talk about, seeing beyond your normal, what you've seen up to now, if I could see, then I see that my thoughts are creating my negative reality. And if I drop them, automatically I forgive that person 20 years ago who did the harm to me. And when you forgive, you forget. And you're relieved of all the anxiety and all that heaviness that creates the poor you now. And while this poor you exists, you will never see clear. You must go beyond the personal and see that there's a bigger dimension to life. There's a deeper understanding. And you must go to a deeper understanding. You see, some children have been brought up in, say, the Bronx, the real rough section of the Bronx, and they've gone to alcohol or some other drug addiction, eh? And it wasn't until they realized there was more to life, a bigger dimension of life, they had to see something deeper than what they were already seeing. And the second they saw that, then they were out of it. And again, it must be in a positive way. If you head in a negative way to try and find what you're looking for, then you're going to create more negativity, and you're keeping the falseness alive. That's what you're doing. see, if it's falseness that's making you sick in the first place, you must realize that. The second you realize the falseness of your thought system, that is the healing agent. And in its place comes wisdom. Because the only thing that stops wisdom from coming into your head is your own thoughts. Wisdom is a God-given thing. Everything you're looking for lies within. You already have it. If you can open your mind and realize this for a fact. And if this ever happens and you start heading into a positive reality where the alcohol is once again seen for what it is worth, and that is nothing. Because it's only the human being that gives it the power. And the human being gives it the power through lack of consciousness, through lack of understanding. You see, we treat the symptom, but we don't really find out why. Well, I've really enjoyed talking about this, and I truly hope it helps somebody somewhere in life. Thank you.